95.7 Pen FM, Woman of the Week. So glad you tuned in this morning. You've chosen a good one. We're about to meet a lovely physician from Exton. Dr. Christine Meyer is in studio, and she's here because we want to discuss her fabulous charity. And she was the 2015 winner of the Be Well Philly Philadelphia Hero Award with Philadelphia Magazine. So you're doing a whole lot right. And we want to know everything. Congrats on that.
Thank you so much. That was a massive honor.
And so how did you hear about Be Well Philly, and did someone nominate you to win the award?
Yes, I heard about it. Well, I got emails asking me to nominate local heroes, and I thought the whole contest seemed so interesting. And I actually was kind of going through my head thinking about people that inspired me to do what I do every day, and was getting ready to nominate somebody. And I got an email saying that I was nominated and that I had made it to the final round. And I was just shocked. I could not believe it.
So somebody in their office was thinking the same exact thing you were thinking.
Exactly.
And it turned out to be you.
I know, it was crazy. I still kind of don't believe it, to be honest with you.
I still kind of think there's a myriad of reasons why your name popped into that other person's head. The 2015 winner of the Philadelphia Magazine Be Well Philly Health Hero Challenge is here with me this morning. Tell us about your charity. How did it all begin? We want to share everything.
Well, it started actually by accident. I am a physician, right? So my job is to save people.
Internal medicine, Exton, PA.
That's right. Thank you. Well, in 2012, my practice had a horrendous year. I was losing patients to cancer left and right. Three of my dearest, youngest patients were all dying, losing these horrific cancer battles. And then at the end of 2012, my aunt started the battle of her life with stage 3B colon cancer. And she was my mentor. She's a gifted physician, the love of my life, and she got cancer. And at that moment, I just kind of hit this rock bottom. And I felt like a failure as a physician, as a niece, as a mother. I mean, life was not good despite the appearance of having it all on the outside. So it was on New Year's Eve 2012 that I was doing what every self-respecting, depressed person does on New Year's Eve, and I was stalking Facebook. And I came across this link to the Broad Street Run, you know, the Philadelphia Broad Street Run. And I thought, you know what I need? I don't need an antidepressant, which was going to be my next Google search. I need to run. I need to exercise. So why don't I start this team and we can do the Broad Street Run together? So I quickly texted four friends and they said, sure, we'll do this race for you. We'll raise some money for the American Cancer Society. That core team of four people turned into Team CMMD Foundation, which now 3 years later numbers over 1,600 people.
Wow.
Yes, we've raised nearly $1 million for the American Cancer Society. My book, The Longest Mile, tells our story about how we started, why we started.
Where can we find the book?
So it's on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's you can visit my website, ChristineMeyerMD.com. But at the time of the Be Well Philly contest, the Health Hero contest, my book was in the editing stages. And my publisher, I remember saying, oh my gosh, if you win this contest, that will be huge. That will be an amazing, you know, boon for the book and the story and the foundation. And that's precisely what happened. Just amazing timing.
What about that timing?
Yep.
Well, you know, it's funny. They say, doctor, that you have to sort of hit the bottom of the barrel and you kind of rise up like this phoenix. And that's exactly what you did.
Absolutely.
And does the Broad Street Run support this wing, this leg, if you will?
Well,
the right leg of the running comp.
Well, what our foundation does is we basically do two things. We support the American Cancer Society because we believe in big dollars for research. And, you know, organizations like the American Cancer Society do that. But we also very much believe in supporting local cancer families, because no matter how financially secure you are, cancer devastates people. They're choosing between chemo and dinner. They're not able to put their kids through college. They're losing their homes. So my foundation really focuses on supporting local families. Last year, we gave $100,000 to people, cash prizes.
So it's not just about
running. Not just about
during the Broad Street.
No, we do lots of stuff. And actually, the prize money from the Be Well Philly contest was so timely because we were faced with so many stories of pediatric cancers, which often don't get a lot of research dollars. And it was devastating. So when I was nominated for this contest, I talked it over with my board, and we decided that any winnings we got, we would earmark specifically to pediatric cancer charities.
That's $10,000.
Well, last year it was $7,500. This year it's $10,000. But yes, all $7,500 of our winnings went to pediatric cancers. This year, $10,000. Imagine the good in whatever charity that could do. That's a lot of money.
So it's a whole new year. So that means a whole new round of nominations.
Exactly.
If you'd like to nominate someone for Philly Mag's Be Well Philly Health Hero Challenge, hit up phillymag.com/bewellphilly/healthhero. I'll make it even easier, and I'll put that link at 957benfm.com. We're talking to last year's winner and extraordinary human being, Dr. Christine Meyer, is in studio with me. Winner of last year, her nonprofit charity is a team of runners. They run to raise money. But as you're saying, you're raising money for ACS, but you're also helping families. So if, God forbid, and Alex's mom has been on with me many times, we support Alex's
Yeah.
because that's kids.
Yes.
And, you know, the thought of kids having cancer
mm-hmm.
as a parent make my head hurt really badly. The sponsor of the show is Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wow.
So we're doing everything we can here. I promise you, doctor.
So great.
But if somebody wants to join your team, mm-hmm. support your charity, get your book. And anyway, like, do you have a website we can share?
We do. The best way
or maybe
to...
they just want to get a physician and see you.
Oh,
internal
please
medicine.
Do.
Yeah, there you go.
ChristineMeyerMD.com is my website, and that takes you to the foundation, to the book, to the practice. It's like kind of the home base for everything. But our team has a separate website also that you can reach that way, or it's teamcmmd.org. And on that website, you can nominate a family that's in need. You can make a donation. You can make a suggestion. It's basically the end point where all information funnels about the team.
So when you won this award from Philadelphia Magazine, the Philly Health Hero Challenge, did you get a sash, a crown? Like, do you have to now give that to the next year's winner?
Okay, this is so funny.
I mean, you get the cash, which is very nice for the charity, but I'm wondering, is it like the Miss America where you go and you represent all over the place?
Okay, so you have to know, Marilyn, that I am a little bit of a spaz. I am a highly educated woman, but I truly am kind of a spaz. So we're at this amazing night, and it's me and these other nominees, these finalists, the four of us, and these were amazing women. I stood next to them. I thought, oh my God, I do not belong here. These are just tremendous humans. And they make the announcement that my team won, and they pull out this massive check, like a publisher's clearinghouse
sure.
size check. It's this huge piece of cardboard, and I cried, I almost fainted, I was choking, it was a mess. But then we're going to the car, the night's over, it's my husband, my kids, my parents, my good friends, everybody's there, and I'm carrying this check. And I said to my husband, honest to God, no lie, I'm in bed, I can't believe I'm gonna say this to you. I said, well, gosh, do I just carry this thing into the bank? And he was like, I don't think that's the real check. They're probably going to send you a check in the mail. It was so funny. But you say sash, and I still have that check. I had my entire team come in and sign it. It's like propped up in my office.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. That is my proudest piece of anything
and
that I have.
You don't have to pass that on. No one can take that.
No, it's mine.
You. That is your check.
Forever.
To you for the charity CMMD.
Exactly.
For a job well done. Are you hearing any rumors about who may be involved for next year? People are being nominated, I'm sure.
I haven't heard, but there's so many worthy people in the Philadelphia area and so many great charities. I'm telling you, the four finalists from last year were just awe-inspiring.
It's pretty unbelievable. You know, we get a bad rap in Philly outside of Philly, but we all know, we live, eat, and breathe this stuff, that Philly is the, you know, it's the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection.
Happening here, definitely.
And you're a big part of it. Dr. Meyer, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Really appreciate it. Now, listen, folks, I do want to tell you that the deadline is July 13th. So that deadline is looming. If you have someone who started a charity, not unlike Dr. Meyer did back in 2012, and it's turned into this huge success and helping families with cancer, cancer, helping pediatric cancer and research. It's really, and by running, which is what's more cathartic and make you feel better than that.
It's a win-win. It really is.
All the way around.
Yes.
Well, you're a win-win. You're really a joy. Thank you
so much. Thank you for having me. What an honor.
So let's get a few more people nominated. Hit up that website, phillymag.com/bewellphilly/healthiero. Again, I'll make it easy for you. I'll put links to your website, Doctor.
Thank you so much.
And to the Be Well Philly for Philly Mag to nominate a local hero doing extraordinary work. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.